Hello, this is Tony Clarkson, and this is a little bit I've added on at the beginning of this podcast, and this podcast is called Hierarchy. Unfortunately, when we were recording it, the first minute and a half, 2 minutes, the microphone had broken loose or was causing us a little bit of problems. It shouldn't be any issue as regards the words, but I do apologise for the quality in the first 2 minutes. Thank you. I'll now put you back to the original Hierarchy podcast. Hello and welcome to Time Out for Something Spiritual. It's me again, Tony Clarkson, and I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Michael G. Rachel.
Hi, everyone.
And it looks like we have another situation where Michael has been joined again here by his spirit guide called the Persian Gentleman. And I do know that the title of the talk today is called The Hierarchy. And so I'm going to hand over now to Michael to talk about the hierarchy. And I think Michael's going to hand over to the Persian Gentleman to talk about the hierarchy.
Yes, I've got to get myself out of the way again, Tony. And the Persian Gentleman is saying that he loves to explode and deconstruct myths. He says he loves nothing more because it amuses him. And he says that in talking of spiritual hierarchy, he has to focus on the need for the human mind to quantify things. The human mind likes to put things into groups in terms of numbers and to add to attribute mysticism to certain numbers. And so you will see in a lot of areas that a certain number of dimensions, for example, are spoken about with regard to the spiritual realms, or a certain number of councils and meetings of particular spirits, certain titles are attributed to spirits who have reached a certain point in their evolution. And from our point of view, all this means nothing. Now that's shocking, isn't it? It all means nothing. Because I have to begin this short talk by saying that we are all created as equal facets of God. And yes, spirits are on different levels of understanding, just as spirits on earth within a physical body are on different levels of understanding. But at core, we are all equal. So I am on a different level of understanding than Michael and Tony. But that doesn't mean that I am in any way greater than Michael and Tony and have ascended into a different hierarchy, and I'm proud of that. I am an equal spirit, an equal facet of God to Michael and Tony and to each of you listening to this podcast. And yes, there are groups of spirits that work together to determine the path that a spirit will take once it incarnates on earth. There has to be that order, there has to be that input to ensure that certain signposts are met in the lives of each spirit in order that that spirit might grow and advance and become more spiritually aware. But those groups of spirits do not regard themselves in any way as being greater than the lives that they are put in charge of temporarily. There are spirits that visit us on our level of consciousness from higher levels of consciousness. There are spirits that visit them. And then there are angelic beings, and that is a whole different discussion. But again, whether I am talking to an angel or to someone from my group or to someone from Earth, whether you are seeking to connect with higher vibrations, the vibrations are higher, but the spirits are higher only in that they have reached a certain point of understanding that is not yet available to you, but they are seeking to make available to you. So Yes, there are meetings. Yes, there are decisions made. Yes, there are different levels of being. But those spirits never come through to connect to souls on earth to say, I am this, I am that. The only I am that they are interested in is the I am from the center, which is I am God and so are you. So let that be a protection for you. If you are seeking spiritually, if you are mediumistic, if you are able to see spirits, if those spirits come through with an attitude that they are greater than you, that they are someone who can take charge of your life, that they are someone you should follow, move very quickly, run away in the opposite direction because they are not coming from the right place. Right. And I'm not going to hand over to Michael because but I want to refer to Michael's experience in that in the decades that he has worked with us, never has one of us, and there is a spiritual group that he recognizes and sees as beings of light, never once has any of those spirits said, I am greater than you. Never once has any of those spirits said, I am taking charge. Never once has any of those spirits said, follow me. Never once has any of those spirits hinted at a hierarchy whereby they are higher than connecting with Michael or connecting with anyone on earth. If they were to do so, they would not be part of our group. And the angelic beings that come through, and Michael has seen on occasion angels and spoken to angels on occasion. Never did the angels say, I am a great angel coming through to communicate with you. What they do say is that there is a great message that I wish to communicate to you. And that great message is of benefit to you in your unfolding journey of becoming more than you are at the moment. So hierarchy is something that the human mind imposes on states of being because it is used to hierarchy on earth. You are used to looking at yourselves from the perspective of, I am this, but I am not that. That imposition of hierarchy does not apply in spiritual actuality. It is a myth. We are all one. We are all equal. Our understanding is not equal, but that is simply because some of us are in a position where we have not yet learned things that other spirits can teach to us. And I have to conclude this by saying that the ultimate hierarchy, what you would suppose, is that God is greater than the individual. And again, that is a myth, because God and the individual are the same thing. So the individual has the equal importance of the whole, and the whole has the equal importance of the individual. So I just wanted to, and it gives me great pleasure, to sweep away that misconception that many souls have because they have been told that there are various hierarchies and various organizations and various spirits that will address themselves as this and that. No. If a spirit wishes to elevate you and is coming from the right perspective of advanced spiritual knowledge, then all that spirit seeks to do is impart that knowledge. It is not about... going back to a previous short talk by myself, it is not about the ego. It is about the information. It is about the love that can be transmitted. And it is about the wish for everyone on this planet to elevate themselves back into spiritual consciousness and to leave behind the negative aspects of society and of your world at present.
PG, thank you so much for that. So I think... am I right in saying that our minds, our physical minds, love the complexity and create an impression of the spiritual realms as a hierarchy, because that's what we're living out on Earth at the moment.
Yes, you project that onto what is to come. When you investigate what is to come and understand what is to come, that perspective falls away. It is no longer necessary.
Right. PG, thank you very much indeed. There's nothing more to say. Michael, are you back, Michael?
I think I need to lie down now, Tony, yes.
I think so.
In a darkened room. Yeah.
And again, this is a surprise to you and I that this
yes,
happened
indeed.
Today. We didn't plan this.
Yeah.
But for direct discourse. So, from the Persian gentleman, from Michael Racher, and from myself, I do hope you've enjoyed these pearls of wisdom. And I look forward to the next time when we can get together.
Indeed, yes.
And this is Tony Clarkson. God bless. And Michael G. Racher.
God bless. Take care of yourselves.
Bye-bye now.